wake up every morning the good way.
Today, you know what? The moment you're going to step out the door, you're going to realize what I'm talking about. But it's a bit chilly, okay? And not chilly in the warm sense, like a jalapeno. No. Just chilly in the cold sense of things.
Winter is here, eh?
Winter is no officially, so I think it's safe to say. So, net soos wat winter en die ou gebreide sokkies van jou oma saamloop. En jy weet, winter hand aan hand gaan met 'n paar lekker dik handskoene.
Ja.
Today will also be brewing up a storm. Because let's be honest, like, the one saving grace during winter is a lekker hot cup of hot chocolate.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Warming you up from the inside.
There's so many different variations to this thing, okay? So which one is best? Is it normal instant hot chocolate with water? Is it instant hot chocolate with milk and water? Is it a chocolate being melted in milk? Is it hot chocolate with a shot of espresso? There's so many options, and we're going to test them all so we can write down the score and send you home with the best of the best. 19 minute oor 7, and this morning we are putting hot chocolates front and center. Okay, it's safe to say winter is officially in full swing.
No, especially it's not coming anymore. It's here.
At the temperatures. Okay, so more recently, hot chocolate being one of the most popular winter drinks in the world. Nee, het al nou 'n lys vrygestel van die mees algemeenste maniere om hot chocolate te maak, you know, instant with boiling water being at the top of that list, and also some of the best ways to make the most of this not so cacao drink, okay? Which is hot chocolate with coffee, milk with melted dark hot chocolate in, and then milk with melted milk chocolate in. And you know what? While we're at it, received quite a few messages on Telegram when I asked you, you know what, what's your favorite way to make your cup of hot chocolate? And it seems this is the way to go.
Goeiemôre, WFM span. So vir iemand wat nie koffie of tee drink nie, maar wel hot chocolate op 'n koue dag, sal ek sê die beste manier om hot chocolate te maak is, as jy eerste die poeier en gooi suiker en dan melk, laat het so creamy word, en dan gooi jy die water stadig by, dan maak het so'n creamy bubbles op die boekant. Beste manier.
Now that right there, that sounds delicious, okay? So we're going to add that to the list, okay? So basically, first make a sort of a paste with the hot chocolate sugar and milk.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about the added sugar.
Yeah, but we have to give it a go.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, we're looking for the best way to brew hot chocolate now. And then you add the water slowly just to make the temperature rise, basically. Okay, so we'll add that one to the list. But first up, we have instant with water. We also have a bit of a criteria on how we're going to rate it. Firstly, flavor, texture, mouthfeel, aroma, and then appearance. So appearance also includes the extras, toppings, that vibe. Okay, so Margaret, you have a cup of steaming,
I do,
boiling water, and just simple instant hot chocolate in hand. Okay,
to start with convenience, it took less than a minute to make.
Yeah,
I frosted it with a fork because that's like. No, but that's a little hack I've learned, because it makes the powder like dissolve quicker. It just works.
Okay. Well,
works
that's
really well.
Clever. All right.
On an appearance perspective, it didn't look good, so I had to put in the marshmallows because it just was sort of, it didn't have much of a frothy layer. And it's sort of, it's like an average appearance, this one.
Okay, so
I'm
going to
take a sip. Yeah.
Okay, take a sip. Here we go.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Okay, so overall in flavor. So do you get that hot chocolatey flavor from that? Do you feel satisfied that you have got your chocolate fix?
Yeah, it's nice. A little bit too sweet, I'd say.
Too sweet.
So I'm going to give it 3.
So the cacao and sweet balance.
Yeah, not enough chocolate, too much sugar.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Lekker. But enough marshmallows, it looks cool.
So overall, point out of, you know, what, 25?
Points out of 25, I'd say 17.
Mm. Okay. We have a base from here on out. Next one up. Hot chocolate and coffee. Ava Max, maybe you're the problem. Dis die klok vir lewe FM. 20 minute om te gaan voor 8 op die Good Morning Breakfast. And this morning, We made it our number one mission to find the perfect hot chocolate. All right, so we've already tested all, you know, put the first option through our criteria, okay, which is just plain old instant hot chocolate and boiled water. That's it. Convenience. Jy kan nie iets kry wat makliker en meer gerieflik is om te maak.
Ja, that's where it got all its points.
Exactly.
Convenience.
So second up, coffee mixed with hot chocolate. Okay?
Yes.
A very, popular drink during the winter period. Because you go, okay, cool, ek is lus vir my oggend koffie, maar ek soek ook 'n laafinissie.
I need
something that says self-care.
Yeah, something that says a little bit more love than just caffeine. Okay.
So, Margaret, firstly, going through our criteria, on flavor, okay? Richness, chocolate flavor, you know, the balance between sweet and cacao, now in the mix also, cacao and coffee.
Yeah.
Which is not a two-cacao combination.
It's not a bad combination at all.
What do we have there for flavor out of five?
Flavor out of five, I'd give it a definite four out of five.
Yeah. Texture and mouthfeel. Hoe voel het in jou mond?
Dit was baie lekker. Ook 'n 4.
Okay, so on 8. Okay, then.
And I'm biased giving these points because I really love coffee. You know, I've got a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, obviously.
So this was, it shot through the roof for me on a lot of things. So it wasn't too sweet now.
Yeah, but also, remember, the coffee can now balance the sweetness.
Yeah, so that worked lekker.
Yeah, okay, cool. I like that. Then aroma.
Aroma smelled delicious, chocolatey and coffee. So also, what, like...
Four, eight, twelve.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then bring it home. Appearance. What did it look like?
I didn't decorate this one.
No, because you shouldn't. Because the only thing that should be in it is hot water.
Yeah. So it didn't look as pretty as without the marshmallows on top.
Okay.
So let's do like. Can I also
four? No, you can't do a four if it just looks like brown boiled water.
No, it didn't. It had a nice little layer on. It looked like a little, a crema layer. So it looked good. It looked appetizing.
Okay. So what?
So it's three.
Three.
Four.
Okay. No, not a four. You can't give it a four.
Give it I want the total to be like at least 21 out of 25. And this one is really delicious.
Okay.
And it made me feel good, and it's making me talk faster.
I got that. You got best of both worlds, the caffeine from the coffee and the caffeine from the chocolate. Ja. So, nee, kijk, jy laat loop, papa, jy draf so my huis toe. Halfpad huis toe gaan jy vergeet, jy het jou kar by die werk gelos.
Precies.
So, okay, so total out of 25? 21. Not bad. Let's go, Billy of OFM. It's Elvis Brew. Elvis Blue. Sorry, we're busy brewing hot chocolate, okay? But obviously with all the aromas and stuff doing the rounds in studio, it sounds like, it literally smells like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in here.
Oh, it's lacking, yeah.
So far we've been through three ways to brew the perfect cup of hot chocolate, okay? Instant met water, ingekom, 17 uit 25. Hot chocolate met coffee, 21 uit 25. Then, just steamed milk with dark chocolate, which is also globally voted as the best way to drink your hot chocolate, coming in at a whopping 23 out of 25. So will there be something in the barrel to beat that? Stick around. We have more ways to put hot chocolate through its paces. And you know what? It's just hot, 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 hot. Hot chocolate all the way for the win.
It's a good day.
It is a great day because you know what? We don't want to be caught off guard during the intense winter times. En dan gaan ons, ach, weet jy wat? Ek wens ek het die beste manier gehad om hot chocolate te drink, maar boom.
So we're basically calling this the warm-up period.
Exactly. Yeah. It is absolutely 100% the opwarming. Correct. So firstly, we tested instant with water, coming in with a total of 17 out of 25. Okay. Yeah. Hot chocolate with coffee, scoring not too bad, 21 out of 25. Then just steamed milk and melted dark chocolate.
Okay. That one was really, really good.
And that one ticked all your boxes, you know. It had the perfect balance between the bitterness of the cacao, not too sweet. It ticked all the boxes. It looked good. Came in 23. Next up, Bianca sent us the way she makes her hot chocolate,
yeah.
Okay? And it seems this is also quite a common one. So firstly, you heat up a small amount of milk with instant hot chocolate, okay, in the microwave, which is problem number one. Because although, yes, it makes it like frothy and creamy and stuff, as jy jou rug draai op melk in die microgolf, guaranteed paper towels 5 seconds later, that thing will boil over in a second.
And then you have this like layer on top as well. You've got to be very careful.
Okay, so melk, bietjie hot chocolate, en suiker, en dan, dan gooi jy stadig die water by, dan weer terug microgolf toe. Okay? So with convenience, it doesn't necessarily tick the boxes, but let's go. First up, flavor.
Yeah,
come on. What do we have? Okay.
Mm. Sure. Okay. It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Because it really looks nice. It's a lot more frothy than the hot chocolate we made the first time, that 17 one.
Yeah.
Maar ek dink hierdie brand van hot chocolate het al klaar baie suiker in, so die suiker is baie soet.
Yeah, you usually get sugar with the instant ones.
Yeah.
Overall?
16?
Really?
Hy was my te soet, radig baie te soet.
Okay, te soet en dank te veel moeite. Okay,
ja, en het bietjie lang gevat.
Yeah, but let's wrap it up with our final one. This one then, milk, steamed milk with milk chocolate. Okay, so also, just from the name, you can imagine it's going to be a bit sweeter than the dark chocolate one.
Mm.
But the shimmer in your eye tells a different story. What do we have?
It looks really attractive.
Okay.
Because the froth milk, it's very smooth.
Okay.
It is a bit too sweet. It is a bit too sweet, but it's nice. I give it like a 21 out of 25. It ticked most of the boxes. It's just too sweet.
Okay, so there you have it. The top 5 most popular ways to make your hot chocolate. Instant with water, hot chocolate with coffee, milk and dark chocolate, milk and milk chocolate, and then that whole milk, hot chocolate, sugar, microwave, warm water, microwave situation. But clearly, we have a winner. The one that reigns supreme and that will rule into eternity as the Good Morning Breakfast hot chocolate of choice is indeed milk with dark chocolate.
You know what? I can't think of anything that would make it better, actually, except being snuggled up. You know, the whole, you know, the comfort element under my duvet, in my bed, you know, listening to you instead of talking to you, you know? That would make it perfect.
I hear you. So basically, drinking hot chocolate like a spy.
Yes.
Undercover.
The Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on OFM. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.